Frisco Kid in our exciting story, Gunman for Hire. In the old Southwest of the 1870s, more than one gunman capitalized on his reputation and became a professional killer, selling his services and earning his money by cold, impersonal murder. And such was the unwritten law of the times that if the gunman could goad his victim into drawing first, he himself was usually exonerated. As our story opens, a big, florid, prosperous-looking rancher is riding into the camp of one Race McKenzie. Race, tall, thin, with pale, unwinking eyes, watches him. Then...
That's never enough, stranger.
Whoa, there. Are you Race McKenzie?
Hello, I am. Who are you?
My name's Phipps. All Phipps. I'd like to talk business with you.
What kind of business?
I'd like to hide.
All right, we'll talk. Get down off your horse. Just in case this is a trick, I'm keeping my hands within easy reach and distance of my guns.
There's no trick, right? I'm here because there's a man in this county I can do without.
Go on, I'm listening.
I guess you get the idea.
Who is he?
His name's Hayes. He's the sheriff.
How much you paying?
If you're the man for the job, I'm paying $1,000.
Pretty anxious to get rid of him, ain't you?
Yeah, I am. He works at his job too steady to suit me.
Too honest, eh?
Him, I call it that.
If I'm the man for the job, you said, what do you mean by that?
The sheriff's mighty fast in the jaw. I don't want this job botched. I gotta be sure you're faster.
If anybody wasn't hiring me, that'd be an insult. Pick up three pieces of dope. Little pieces.
What for?
Pick them up. Throw them in the air. They're them three at your feet. About the size of models.
All right. Here they go.
Watch.
There. Smashed it. Three of them before they hit the ground. By thunder, that's what I call shooting.
Satisfied?
Yes. Yeah, I am. Come into the Yellow Dog Cafe in half an hour, Race.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting at a table with the sheriff and his daughter, Sarah. Now, don't let on you know me. Sit down with us and pick a fight.
Now, what about the daughter?
You leave her alone. She don't know it yet, but she's going to marry me.
Chisco.
James?
What that town pond you see over there in the distance?
Oh, that is the town of Dry Creek, amigo.
We know somebody in Dry Creek, Chisco?
We know Sheriff Hayes, amigo. Oh. Not well, but slightly. Also his daughter, Senorita Sarah.
What that slightly means, Chisco?
Means a little bit.
Oh, see. And Cisco knows the Senorita slightly, too, huh?
See, Poncho, slightly.
And we go to Dry Creek to see the sheriff and the Senorita slightly, no?
I do not think so, Chico.
No?
Getting late in the afternoon. Must find a good place to make camp, and then we will have our supper.
Oh, see. Cisco, supper. And Poncho thinks there might be a good cafe in Dry Creek where we get some slightly supper.
Oh, so that is why you want to go to Dry Creek, Poncho, eh?
See, Cisco. Poncho's so hungry, Poncho thinks we not got enough food in our saddlebag.
Hey, wait, Poncho.
Huh?
Yeah, rider comes.
He rides fast, too, Cisco.
He rides very fast. So fast that the wind just blew off his sombrero. Well, then,
oh, look, watch out for the sombrero, look.
Do not bother to dismount, senor. I will get you a sombrero for you. Here they are. Look, come on. Ah. There you are, senor.
Brush it off.
What did you say?
I said brush off my hat.
I do not think I will. You can brush it off yourself.
Why, you maverick. If I had time,
you would what?
I'll look you up later, hombre. Come on, get!
Poncho think that hombre not polite, Cisco.
I know him, Poncho, but he did not know me.
Uh-huh.
He is Race McKenzie.
Who Race McKenzie?
He's worse than one of the worst gunmen and killers in the whole Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why he is in such a hurry to get to Dry Creek.
We follow him to the town, Cisco?
Si, Poncho, we do. We will follow him to town. Up, Jabba, come on!
Dad, as soon as our stove is fixed, we can eat at home.
Yeah, I'll be glad of that, Sarah, but I don't mind this too much. Food's pretty good here.
Everything all right, Miss Haynes?
Everything's fine, thank you. How about you, Sheriff?
It's all right, Jewel. It's a good steak.
I wanted to be sure. That ornery galoot that sells me my meat sometimes slips over a tough critter. I figure I got him burned after bashing him over the head with a skillet, but I want to be sure you got a good steak.
Yep, I did, Jewel.
That's good. Jewel likes you, Dad.
Yeah, Jewel's quite a woman. You're all right with this cafe since your husband died.
Oh, here's Walt Phipps.
Yes, him.
Well,
Oh, he's really nice, Dad. I wish you'd be more polite to him.
Wouldn't trust him far as I could throw.
Howdy, Miss Earle. Howdy, Sheriff.
Hello, Walt.
Howdy.
Any objections if I sit down and join you?
No, of course not.
Thanks. Don't like to eat alone. Yeah, how's everything with you, Sheriff?
All right.
Dad doesn't have much to say when he's eating, Walt.
Why, then I'll talk to you, Miss Earle. Got me a nice new buckboard. A team of matched blacks the other day. I'm hoping you'll go riding with me sometime.
Oh, I'd love to.
Sheriff?
What do you want?
That hombre that just came in. He's Race McKenzie.
Yeah, I know. What about him?
He ain't the kind we want around Dry Creek. If I was you, I'd run him out of the country.
I'll handle my business without any advice from you, Pips.
Why, Dad?
Hey, suit yourself, Sheriff. Only, he's coming over here.
Well, it looks like good company here. I'm sitting down.
You move on, McKenzie. There's other tables in here.
I like this one.
Look, you. Either you get up from that chair and move on, or...
Or what?
Or I'll lock you up.
Dad, we're almost through. Let's not have any trouble.
Lock me up, huh? Let's see you try it, Shrimp.
That's enough. Get up and come on with me.
Sure, I'll get up. Now, what do we do?
Come on.
Dad, please.
I'm staying here. I don't go for that gun if you do. I'm going for mine.
Why, you coyote, you're coming with me or else I'm going to...
Dad!
Well, you all saw him draw first. That's what all you get when you draw on Race McKenzie.
Why did he do that? Dad wasn't doing anything to him.
I'm awful sorry, Miss Sarah.
You just sat there in the cafe and let it happen.
Boy, it happened so fast there wasn't anything I could do. Didn't expect Race would draw on the sheriff. But I'll find him, and I'll give him some of his old medicine.
No, no, don't try it, Walt. He'd shoot you down the same way. I should have said what I did. You're good and kind. It wasn't your fault.
It hurts me to see you feeling so bad, Miss Sarah. I'll do anything I can.
Then go tell the deputy. Tell him to get out of posse and hunt down that murderer.
Thing is, your father drew first.
Yes, but he wasn't going to shoot. It was just in performance of his duty.
Race didn't see it that way.
It was murder. Just plain murder.
I'll tell you what, Miss Sarah. You go into your bedroom and lie down for a while. It'll calm you. I'll be back later. After I see if I can get some evidence against Race.
Yeah, I guess
I'd better. It's working nice. Now I'll go pay off Race.
Here's the cafe, Pancho.
Over here, the cafe.
Now let's see about some supper.
Not a slightly supper either, Cisco.
No. No, we will have a good one, Pancho.
Good one.
Come on, let's go in. We have a choice of tables, Pancho. No one in here. Now, let us sit here.
Si, Cisco. And Pancho hope the cook here.
Oh, I'm sure he will be. Oh, here's someone. Are we in time for supper, senora?
Yeah, big supper, senora.
Yeah, you're in time, stranger. But we just had something awful happen in here. That's why the place is empty. The sheriff was just shot and killed.
Sheriff Hayes?
Yeah. Squint-eyed, ding-throated weasel of a Race McKenzie got him. Shot him down right over there.
Oh, that is not good.
He's the hombre what won Cisco to brush off his sombrero.
He's the one, Pancho.
Cisco? Pancho? Say, you ain't the Cisco kid, are you?
Si, senora.
Oh, I heard about you, Cisco. Maybe you could do something about that McKenzie.
I do not know. Tell me the circumstances.
Well, the sheriff and his daughter, Miss Sarah, was sitting at that there table eating, and Walt Fitz come in and sat down with him. There's an hombre I don't like, Walt Fitz. Anyway, pretty soon, Race McKenzie come in and tried to join him, and the sheriff told him to move on. Well, it ended up in gunplay. Now, what do you have to eat? We got steak and ham and eggs. And I'll talk more to you while you're eating.
I suppose we may as well order,
Cisco,
but I...
We order, Cisco. And Pancho ride better on his full stomach. Pancho have steak and ham and eggs, senora.
Steak and ham and eggs?
Well, see, a double order of steak and a double order of ham and eggs.
My heavens.
I will have the steak, if you please, senora.
Three on the steaks and two on the ham and eggs. This hungry
collar
clear down through his legs.
She is right. You are, Pancho.
Oh, see, Cisco. It take a lot of food to fill up Pancho.
Now, let us give some thought to these other business, amigo.
And Pancho thinks too.
I would like to know Rafe McKenzie's reason for shooting down the sheriff.
Sometimes the bad men not need much reason, Pancho thinks.
Sometimes they do not.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe.
Yeah? Oh, what are you doing in here again, Phipps?
Phipps, he's the hombre she mentioned, Pancho.
Yeah, the hombre she mentioned.
Come out here. I
want
to talk to you.
You can talk to me right here if you got anything to say, and I doubt it.
Well, then listen. To do.
Yes, senor, and I seem to like what he says, senor.
Well, I won't testify anything of the sort. What are you trying to put over, Fig?
Now, listen, either testify as I
can. Now, second me, you big maverick.
Did you hear what I said?
Sure, you said if I didn't testify in Race McKenzie's favor.
Let the senor alone, hombre.
This ain't any of your business. Keep out of it, fella.
Let her alone, I said.
Well, don't have any trouble on my account.
He's going to get trouble, and right now.
Just as you say, hombre. Pancho, open the door.
I think you should go throw the maverick out, no?
There's no place to fight, señor Jefe, hombre. Out you go.
No! No! Look, look, he go down in the dust like a big frog.
Oh, I declare you're stronger than a horse, Cisco. But now you're going to have trouble. That Walt Phipps is most as bad as Rafe McKenzie.
I do not doubt it, senora. As for the trouble, if it comes, Pancho and I will do what we can about it.
Although Cisco doesn't yet know it, he's going to get more trouble than he bargained for. In just a moment, we'll return to our exciting story of the Cisco Kid. Story, Gunman for Hire. While pretending friendship for the sheriff and his daughter Sarah, Walt Phipps hired Rafe McKenzie, deadly gunman, to pick a fight with the sheriff and shoot him down. Later, Phipps came to the cafe where Cisco and Pancho were having their supper and tried to get Jewel, the waitress, to say she would testify that the sheriff drew first, which she refused to do. When Phipps began to get rough about it, Cisco threw him out into the street. And now...
Oh, hello, boy. Brought out your money, Rafe. Here it is.
What's the matter? Ain't you satisfied with the job, Phipps?
Sure, I'm satisfied with it. Why?
You don't look satisfied.
Just had a run-in with the Cisco Kid.
Oh, he's around, eh?
Yeah.
I'd like to get a look at that buzzard.
You might get the chance.
What do you mean?
It ain't safe for either one of us, Rafe, with Cisco around here. He sticks with his friends. You tell me he and the sheriff are friends. We gotta fix Cisco, Rafe.
How much to do that job?
It ain't a question of paying for it. You're in this just as much as I am.
All right, then you go fix him.
Oh, no. I ain't aiming to tangle with him. I live here.
Look, Phipps, I make my money with these here guns of mine. But like I said, I got a hankering to tangle with Cisco Kid. I'll do this job for half price, $500.
I can't afford it, Rafe.
All right, I'm in no hurry about Cisco. I'll leave him alone so he can hunt you down.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'll try to dig up the 500. But you gotta make it sure, Race.
I'll make it sure.
They say Cisco's like a streak of lightning on the draw.
I'm like two streaks of lightning. You saw how it was with the sheriff, it did.
All right, 500 then. Now then, I'll find Cisco. Tell him you're looking for him to run him out of town. You better go back to the cafe and wait there.
I'll go to the cafe, Phipps. And when you find Cisco, don't tell him I'm gonna run him out of town. Tell him I'm gonna kill him dead.
It's nice of you to call, Cisco. You too, Pancho.
We want to pay our respects, senorita, and express our sympathy.
Si, senorita. And Pancho feels the same way.
I appreciate it. Even though Dad didn't know you very well, he always spoke very highly of you.
That is most gratifying, senorita. Be sure Pancho and I will do all we can to bring the right man to justice. Tell me, Did your father ever have dealings before with this Race McKenzie?
Not that I know of, Cisco. At least he never mentioned it, if he did.
Well, what about the Phipps hombre?
Oh, he's very nice. He's been very kind. If you're thinking Walt had any connection with this, you're wrong, Cisco.
Yeah, I'd always tell what Cisco was thinking, Senorita.
But I know I'm right.
And Pancho right, too. And Pancho knows Cisco's thinking now. Slightly.
Wait, Pancho. What does Senor Phipps do, Senorita?
Oh, he's got a cattle ranch. This may be Walt now. Come in. Yes?
Oh, didn't know you had company, Miss Sarah.
This is the Cisco kid, and this is Pancho, Walt. I'm sure you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Pancho, I think Senor Walt wanted to hear of Cisco again, no?
Why? What do you mean, Pancho?
Never mind. But if Cisco's got any brains, he'll get out of this town fast.
And why should I get out of the town?
Because Race McKenzie's looking for you, that's why.
Oh? Why, any chance is that at your request, Senor?
Why, no, certainly not.
Did he tell you he was looking for me?
Yeah, that's right.
It would seem to me that you are in his company quite a good deal, Senor Phipps. He comes to the table where you are sitting with the senorita and her father, and now he...
Oh, but I asked Walt to sit down with us, Cisco.
See, I have no doubt you did, senorita.
Pancho, I think Senor Walt not sit down for some time after the way the big bump he landed in the street.
Pancho, say no more about
that. It was a big bump.
Come, amigo, we will go.
Yes, I think you'd better. I don't like these insinuations you're making about Walt.
I am afraid, senorita, you are going to find out that they are more than just insinuations. Adios.
I'm back again.
Yeah, and you ain't welcome in here, Race McKenzie.
I won't be in here long, just till I see the Cisco kid.
What do you want with him?
Nothing much.
You're aiming to shoot him down the way you shot down the sheriff, you yellow killer.
Easy on them words, ma'am. Maybe you'd like to find Cisco and bring him here.
He'll find you when he gets ready.
I hate waiting, ma'am. Guess I'd better hurry up a bit.
What you drawing that gun for?
I ain't gonna hurt you, ma'am. Oh, I just figured if I do a little target practice in here, you might go get Cisco for me. Now take the way them plates are arranged on them shelves. They make good targets. Watch, ma'am.
Oh, you walleye pup! You cat rat of a mangy heifer!
Will you find Cisco now, or will I clean off all of them dishes?
Oh, I'll go find him, you coyote, and I sure wouldn't want to be in your boots when he finds you.
What do you do, Cisco? What do you do?
What do I do about what, Pancho?
The hombre Phipps say Race McKenzie look for Cisco. What Cisco do about Race McKenzie?
Nothing at the moment, amigo. To tell the truth, I am more interested in learning more about that Phipps than I am in Race McKenzie.
What for, Cisco? What for?
Because I am almost certain he wasn't back of that plan to have the sheriff killed.
Pancho not like that hombre, but look, Cisco, here comes Senorita de Chiron.
Where's the senora, Pancho?
Si, the senora.
From the cafe.
From the cafe.
Hey, you're just the one I'm looking for, Cisco.
What is it, senora?
Race McKenzie. He's in the cafe, shooting all my dishes out of the rack.
We will see about that. Come.
Oh, no, Cisco. I don't want you to have any trouble. Not with him. He's too dangerous. He told me to come and get you. He's in a bad mood. He's after you. I know you ain't afraid of anything or anybody, but this McKenzie's just plain dynamite.
Si, senora. But sometimes dynamite does not make quite the explosion you might expect. I will go and see what this Race McKenzie has in mind.
All right, Cisco. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Gracias. You are very considerate. Come, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. Cisco, the senora right. McKenzie, hombre is a bad hombre.
Si, Pancho. That is what they say.
Cisco, be careful. That's what Pancho say.
I will be careful, amigo.
Cisco, look. The wall fits, hombre. Walk this way, too. He just come out of Sangalita's house.
Si. You'll keep an eye on him, Pancho.
Si, Pancho, keep one eye on him and... One eye on Cisco, one eye on Pancho. No. Pancho and I can keep three eyes on people. Pancho, see that McKenzie is sitting in the cafe, Cisco.
Hey. I'm waiting for you to come out, McKenzie.
He hears you, Cisco. He come. Cisco, get his guns loose in the holster.
They are loose, amigo.
Cisco, he threw a sombrero in the street at your feet.
Si. Well, McKenzie, you want to see me? Here I am.
Pick up that sombrero and brush it off.
I suppose you really believe I will do that.
You'd better
be careful, Cisco.
Raise is a tough hombre.
Poncho, not waste words on you, Phipps. You keep out of this, no?
Pick it up and brush it off, I said.
Mackenzie, I'm not going to fool with you any longer. I do not want a gunfight with you, but I will not avoid one. And as for your sombrero, I will kick it out of my way.
Go for your gun, Cisco!
Sounds like you killed him, Cisco!
No, I did not kill him, Poncho. But his gun arm will not be of any use to him for a long time.
Phipps! Give me the doctor.
Get your own doctor, Race. I paid you nothing.
What was that, hombre?
Nothing. Nothing. Come on, Race. I'll take you to the doctor.
One moment, are you? You paid him enough to what?
I'll tell you
either
nothing.
You answer me, hombre, or I will give you the beating of your life. Quickly.
Well, it's just some money I owed him, Cisco.
For what? Hurry up. I want to know.
He'll know nothing. I'll get both of you.
Get the gun! Grab it. Oh, he's grabbing me by arm.
Yeah, that is better. Now, answer my question.
It's nothing to answer, Cisco. All I know is he shot down the sheriff. I don't know why. He's the one, not me.
Hey, you million-mouth squealer, Phipps. You paid me $100,000 to get the sheriff, and you can't deny it. He's paying me $500 more to get you, Cisco.
Now, we are getting somewhere. Poncho, take Mackenzie to the doctor.
See, Cisco.
I will have the deputy sheriff call for him there after the deputy locks up this bandito. I think there will be no more gunmen for hire around here for a long time.
I'm sorry, Cisco, but I just couldn't believe Walt would do such a thing.
He's well you found out in time, Senorita.
Yes, I might have married him. Will you forgive me, Cisco, for being so horrid?
You are not horrid, Senorita. You are just saying what you believe. But tell me, are you going to stay here in Dry Creek?
No, I'm going to my brother's ranch over in Canyon City. He needs someone to keep house for him.
Oh, that is good. Sometime, Pancho, I may ride past Canyon City again.
If you do, will you come to see me?
Indeed we will, Senorita. So, for now,
Yes, for now.
Adios.
Adios.
Well, adios.
Yes. Adios. Oh, what is it, Cisco?
Just this, Senorita.
Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita. Poncho.
How do you get the senoritas to like you?
How do you get them to like you?
They like you.
Oh, I do not know, amigo. They either like you or they do not.
The senoritas not like Poncho very well.
Oh, I will not say that, Poncho. The trouble is, you do not try to make them like you.
Poncho try once. And Poncho try hard to make the senoritas like Poncho. And Poncho take the senoritas to the fiesta.
That was a good thing to do.
Yeah, but she leave Poncho right in the middle of the fiesta and never speak to Poncho since then once.
Then you must have done something wrong, Chico. Tell me about it.
Poncho not do anything wrong, Cisco. Poncho and the senorita walk all over the fiesta grounds.
Yes,
we see this, we see that. Then we pass the place where they make and they tell the what do you call it, Cisco? The corn what gets white like the cloud.
Oh, you mean popcorn.
Yes, the popcorn. Yes. And the senorita say, oh, Poncho, that popcorn smell good. That popcorn smell like the best of any popcorn I ever smelled popcorn for a long time.
And what did you say to that, amigo?
I said, come, senorita, we walk closer, you can get a better smell. And she leave Poncho right there.
Oh, Poncho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.